Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 5, How to Approach God, Part 3, The Three Features of the Absolute Truth. Lord Chaitanya then described the different features of Krishna and requested Sanatan Goswami to listen attentively. Lord Chaitanya then informed Sanatan that Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, is the absolute supreme truth, the cause of all causes, and the origin of all emanations, and the origin of all other incarnations. Yet, in Vraja, or Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna is just like a young boy, and is known as the son of Nanda Maharaj. Krishna's form, however, is eternal, full of bliss, and full of knowledge absolute. Krishna is both the shelter of everything and proprietor as well. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also gives evidence from Brahma Sanhita of the transcendental properties of the body of Lord Krishna. Ishvara Paramaha Krishna Sachid Ananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Krishna, who is known as Govinda, is the Supreme Godhead. Krishna has an eternal, blissful, spiritual body. Krishna is the origin of all. Krishna has no other origin other than himself. And Krishna is the prime cause of all causes. In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives evidence that Krishna is the original personality of Godhead, full in all six opulences. Aishvaryasya samagrasya viryasya yashasa sriya jnana vairagya yoschaiva sanam bhaga itindana. Full wealth, strength, fame, beauty, knowledge, and renunciation are the six opulences of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is Sri Krishna whose abode, known as Goloka Vrindavan, is the highest planetary system within the spiritual sky. In addition, Lord Chaitanya also quotes a verse from the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Ete Changsha Kala Pumsaha Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam Indrari Vyakulam Lokam Mridayanti Yuge Yuge. All incarnations are either direct expansions of Krishna or indirect expansions of the expansions of Krishna. However, the name Krishna indicates the original personality of Godhead. It is Krishna who appears on this earth, in this universe, or in any other universe when there is a disturbance created by the demons or the enemies of Indra, who are always trying to disrupt the administration of the demigods. There are three different processes by which Krishna can be understood. First, the empiric process of philosophical speculation. Number two, the process of meditation according to the mystic yoga system. And number three, the process of Krishna consciousness or devotional service. By the method of philosophical speculation, the impersonal Brahman feature of Krishna is understood. By the process of meditation or mystic yoga, the feature of Supersoul, the all-pervading expansion of Krishna, is understood. And by devotional service, in full Krishna consciousness, the original personality of Godhead is realized. Lord Chaitanya also quotes this verse from the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Vadanti tat tatva vidas tatvam yaj jnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdyate. Those who are knowers of the Absolute Truth describe that Absolute Truth in three features, as first, impersonal Brahman, second, as localized, all-pervading Supersoul, and 3, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. In other words, Brahman, the impersonal manifestation, Paramatma, the localized manifestation, and Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, from one angle of vision, are still one and the same. However, according to the process adopted, the Absolute Truth is realized as Brahman, Paramatma, or Bhagavan. By realizing the impersonal Brahman, one simply realizes the effulgence emanating from the transcendental body of Krishna. This effulgence is compared to the sunshine. There is the sun god, the sun planet itself, and then the sunshine, which is the shining effulgence of that original sun god. And so similarly, the spiritual effulgence, Brahma Jyoti, impersonal Brahman, is nothing but the personal effulgence of the body of Krishna. To support this analysis, Lord Chaitanya quotes one important verse from Brahma Samhita, in which Lord Brahma prays, Yasya Prabha Prabhavato Jagat Anda Koti Kotishu Ashesha Vasudadi Vibhuti Vinnam Tad Brahma Nishkalam Manantam Ashesha Bhutam Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Vajami. I worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by whose personal effulgence the unlimited Brahma Jyoti is manifest. In that Brahma Jyoti, there are innumerable universes, and each is filled with innumerable planets. Lord Chaitanya further points out that Paramatma, the all-pervading feature situated in everyone's body, is but a partial manifestation or expansion of Krishna. But because Krishna is the soul of all souls, Krishna is called Paramatma. In this regard, Lord Chaitanya quoted yet another verse from Srimad Bhagavatam concerning the talks between Maharaj Parikshit and Shukadeva Goswami. While hearing of the transcendental pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan, Maharaj Parikshit inquired from his spiritual master as to why the inhabitants of Vrindavana were so much attached to Krishna. To this question, Shukadeva Goswami answered, Krishnam enam avehi tvam, atmanam akilatmanam, jagadhitaya so api atra, dehi bhavati mayaya. My dear king, you should know Krishna as the soul of all souls, for Krishna is the soul of all individual souls, and he is the soul of the localized Paramatma as well. And while living in Vrindavan, Krishna was acting just like a human being, just to attract people and to show that Krishna is not formless. The Supreme Lord is as much an individual as other living beings, but Krishna is different in that Krishna is the Supreme, and all other living beings are subordinate to Krishna. All other living beings can also enjoy spiritual bliss, eternal life, and full knowledge in Krishna's association. Lord Chaitanya then quotes a verse from Bhagavad Gita in which Krishna, telling Arjuna of his different opulences, points out that Krishna himself enters this universe by simply one of his plenary portions, namely Garbhodakashayi Vishnu, and also enters into each universe as Kshirodakashayi Vishnu, and then expands himself as the Supersoul in everyone's heart. Athava Bahunaitena King Gyatena Tava Arjuna Vishnavyaham Idam Kritsnam ekanshena stito jagat. Oh, my dear Arjuna, what need is there for all this detailed knowledge? For with a single fragment of myself, I pervade and support this entire universe. Lord Krishna himself indicates that if anyone wants to understand the supreme, absolute truth in perfection, he or she must take to the process of devotional service in full Krishna consciousness. Then it will be possible for one to understand the last word of the absolute truth. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 5, How to Approach God, Part 3, The Three Features of the Absolute Truth. Recorded July 15, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Govinda Hari, Gopala Hari, Gopala Hari, Govinda Hari, Govinda Hari, Gopala Hari, Gopala Hari, Govinda Hari. Jaya Jaya Deva Hari, Jaya Jaya Deva Hari. Vande Krishna Nanda Kumara, Vande Krishna Nanda Kumara, Nanda Kumara Madana Gopala, Madana Gopala Mohana Rupa, Mohana Rupa Nanda Kumara. Jaya Jaya Deva Hari, Jaya Jaya Deva Hari, Jai Prabhu Dina Dayala Hari, 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 Hari.